The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest by Stieg Larsson. Translated from the Swedish by Reg Keeland. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest by Stieg Larsson. Translated from the Swedish by Reg Keeland. Part 1. Intermezzo in a Corridor. 8th to the 12th of the 4th. It is estimated that some 600 women served during the American Civil War. They had signed up disguised as men. Hollywood has missed a significant chapter of cultural history here. Or is this history ideologically too difficult to deal with? Historians have often struggled to deal with women who do not respect gender distinctions, and nowhere is that distinction more sharply drawn than in the question of armed combat. Even today, it can cause controversy having a woman on a typically Swedish moose hunt. But from antiquity to modern times, there are many stories of female warriors, of Amazons. The best known find their way into the history books as warrior queens, rulers as well as leaders. They had been forced to act as any Churchill, Stalin, or Roosevelt. Semiramis from Nineveh, who shaped the Assyrian Empire, and Boudica, who led one of the bloodiest English revolts against the Roman forces of occupation, to cite but two. Boudica is honoured with a statue on the Thames at Westminster Bridge, right opposite Big Ben. Be sure to say hello.